and all these fitness instructors across the city will donate a class to this event, and anybody who participates is registering by donation, and all this money goes to women-focused organizations in the city. So I think this year it's the Avalon Recovery Society, the Canada Women's Shelters, and two others. I'll have to check, but I will say those later, because I think it's important to tell the world about them.
I mean, even if they were fake, we need to be, you know, reassuring that the money is going somewhere.
It is indeed.
But they are
going
not fake, okay? This is the old silly Dr. Mysterio saying stupid jokes on air.
Yeah, these are not silly. They're really
important. these are real you know, organizations that help women, so yeah. So go have fun, sweat.
Yeah, we are doing. I guess I didn't even tell you what kind of class it is.
No, but I mean, you know, if it's a workout related, I mean, yes.
It's a retro cardio dance party where you'll learn how to bust a move to your favorite hits from 60s, 70s, and today.
Not 80s, or no 90s.
No 2000s.
No 2000s.
Just today.
Oh, that's great. So yeah, go there, and we'll give you the information about locations, you know, websites, et cetera, in a little bit. But yeah.
I've got them.
Oh, there you go. Please go ahead.
Charities we are supporting this year are the Avalon Recovery Society, the End Violence Against Women Network, the Pacific Immigrant Resources Society, and Every Woman's Healthcare.
And when you say it takes place the whole week, like, is it the 5 days and there's only Wednesday at your...
I think it started on Thursday and it goes till Wednesday, and it's across the city. Anybody can participate. There's some that are happening on Zoom. You can go to strongertogethervancouver.ca.
Stronger. There you go.
And check out what kind of classes you can participate in for a good cause.
There you go. But this one right now will be at... Yeah, can you repeat the studio name, the location, and the time, I guess?
Yes.
Please, 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 please.
It's StrongerTogetherVancouver.com, where you would register. And we will be doing our class at Work Lab, which is... I'm not prepared to tell you about any of this. And
yeah, that is me on purpose, putting her on the spot. Just like I do with every guest, you know, we...
I love it.
We put it on the spot, you know.
Yeah, I think that's good, yeah. That's the spice of life.
Exactly. You wanted to come to the radio? Well, suffer the beautifulness of live radio.
5:45. If I just say it real slow, then hopefully I'll be able to find...
So first there's a 5, okay? And then after the 5, it's a 4. And then guess what? After the 4, there's another 5. So 5:45.
You're doing great.
Okay. And I don't know if you know this, but after, you know, before 4, you know, way back in the day, before 4, there was 3. But then apparently that was not enough, so they created
some
4.
Good riffing.
They created 4.
I'm ready to tell you all about
okay,
it.
Okay, so there's a 5:45, please go ahead.
March 8th, 5:45 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's at Work Lab, which is 1275 Venable Street, suite number 290. Vancouver, BC, V6A, 2C9.
Canada. Perfect. Yeah, because some people might need their lovely help from their GPS, too.
StrongerTogetherVancouver.com.
There you go.
Great cause. Thank you, Dania. Thank you, Shayna, for putting this on.
Magnificent. And don't worry, we will repeat all this, yes, the whole 12 minutes of back and forth in a little bit, so that you are reminded about the place, the event, the everything else. Okay, so... About other than, you know, helping beautiful causes, like, what else that does Shelby do?
What don't I do?
So you are a fitness, how do you call this these days? Fitness instructor? Fitness.
I am both a personal trainer and a group fitness instructor.
There you go. Thank you for clarifying the beautiful terms for me, because I forget.
Beautiful. Everything's beautiful.
Everything is just beautiful. Yes, to be in love again, you know, that kind of feeling.
Okay, sure.
I love my radio, I have to tell you. I love it.
You love it.
I love my radio.
Well, why don't you go marry it?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I do love her, so.
Does she have a name?
Yes, Radio Alicia.
Yeah, I figured that that's what you were going to say. Sorry. Is your favorite radio child? Radio
child?
Alicia, Yuka, Stereo?
Oh, well, I mean, that's a great debate.
Or Metal Meltdown.
Exactly. I mean, you know, as a parent, I will say that I love all my children the same. But I don't. Yes, wink, wink. No, I do not. Well, let's wait for the second hour to reveal all Dr. Mysterio's secrets.
Okay.
How about that? Sounds good?
Wow. So you got to stick around for at least 25 more minutes to find those.
That was the only way I found for you to prolong your stay for at least an hour. And then after that, I'll see what I come up with.
I got 1 foot out the door, baby. I've already stayed 5 minutes longer than I said I was going to.
I know.
You're lucky.
You see how tricky I was? I asked you about your cause, about your event, you know, like just to... I know. Believe me, I look old, but I also have, you know, some wineness of the old man.
Some...
Wineness.
Wineness?
Yeah.
What is that?
Sorry, wiseness.
Okay.
me English no good.
I think it's important that you practice, though, and make mistakes.
Yes, I know. But I was so confident saying the word that you were like, what is he saying? Like, I don't know this word.
Well, maybe it was a word I didn't know.
Maybe it is a word. Let's start there. It could be a word. So, yes.
Let's make it happen.
Wiseness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or wineness.
The silver or wineness or both.
Both.
Yes. Wininess.
What?
That has to be in that.
We're all a little whiny sometimes. It
has to be in
that,
you know, realm of, you know, behavior. Sorry, I interrupted you. So, personal trainer and group fitness instructor.
Yep. And I also do some of the other stuff at the gym, marketing, scheduling. We're moving into a bigger space soon, at which time I will become the head of group fitness programming.
Head of office space.
Yeah. I need a red stapler. Yeah. And then when I'm not doing that, I am an actor.
There you go. Beautiful. Everything is beautiful
Everything
these days. Okay,
beautiful.
I switch. I'm going to switch my adjectives now. Magnificent.
Ah, okay. Use this for a while?
Yes. Yeah, so you have been in a couple of commercials, I've heard, and... yeah, so how is that going?
It's been going well. I have done... I got started doing this last summer, and I actually got the first thing that I auditioned for, which was a GoDaddy commercial. So that's out there somewhere. You can look it up on YouTube. It's...
on the internet.
Dinosaur Colorado, I believe, is the name of the commercial. And
oh, okay, there you go.
You won't see my face. All you see is in the very last half second... I'm running away from the camera with a big box of skis saying, wait, wait, wait. So you're kind of in the presence of a celebrity.
This is just the beginning of what it will be, a great and amazing, long, successful career. And you heard it first here at Radio Alicia. Yeah, you saw a star being born on radio here at Radio Alicia.
Oh, I should also mention that.
Please do.
My most important role in life is being the writer for our trivia team, Boys for Now, on Wednesday nights at Park Drive.
There you go. You're welcome, Peter.
And the rest of our team.
Crew. Saga. No, that's too much. That's too much.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that our victory streak is a bit of a saga.
Yes, we are both loved and hated as much by
we like us
by our fellow trivians.
We have two extra listeners today, I'd just like to point out.
Oh, we have two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, may we know their first names, or is that forbidden?
Well,
shall we ask them? Do they want to go by nicknames so that their identities are protected?
Well, one always goes by a nickname.
Oh, I see. He goes by a nickname. Huh, I see. Well, thank you, the one with the name that sounds like Nick. Thank you for, whoever you are, thank you for listening. And
it's Nick and Ryan.
Oh, look at that. So Ryan is listening.
Yeah, we have an international listener.
Wow.
We're
17 hours away.
Yeah. Can you say Australia in an Australian accent?
Well, I don't know if it's going to work. My Australian is not...
Not that.
Not that, yeah, no. I'm warming up, like, my tongue has to... yeah. Mate? I don't know. No.
Like, so your tongue has to mate. I was like, ooh. Not...
Yes, that is not
what
a pleasant thought.
For.
No, I was trying to say the word mate, but, you know. Anyway, thank you for, you know, twisting that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for twisting my tongue.
Metaphorically.
Precisely, yes, metaphorically. Well, thank you, the one that goes with the nickname that starts with Nick, and to the Ryan, thank you for, yes, listening. And, okay, well, let's go and hear some more music, and then we'll be back. And chat with Shelby and see what else she has down her sleeves.
I can't wait.
Because you never know. All right, some more music. We'll be back here at Radio Alicia.
We'll be right back. Straße, Plakate und Fahnen, bunter Protest. Wir sind jung und am Recht, aber leben ohne Smog, ohne Bunker versteckt. Alle Lampen an, alle Länder geweckt. Komm ran hier an Deck und fang an bei dir selbst. Kein Geld und der Check, mach diese Welt wieder fresh. Es ist unser Planet, wir können hier nicht weg.
Todas somos diosas que no te la vendan.
Creo en mí, creo en mis poderes, creo en nosotros.
living free. The season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing, leave me be. But taking everything and in my stride. Don't need reason, don't need rhyme. Ain't nothing that I'd rather do. Going down, party time. My friends are gonna be there too. I'm on the highway to hell.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. This is Radio Alicia, the only radio show with Spanish subtitles.
Oh, that's a good one.
I am your host, el Dr. Mr.